Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here for another in the series of Read the Word, going through the book of Judges. It's Sunday morning. We're going to receive communion together today. If you weren't prepared for that, we encourage you to go get prepared now. Get you some grape juice and bread. Those of you that are not watching live, you can hit the pause button and go all the way to the store and get some bread. Need some grape juice. And come back and kick it on and enjoy communion with us. Always receive communion every Sunday morning. Now, we've been studying every single day since the beginning of the year, going through the Bible chronologically. If you just happened on to this, that's what's going on here. If somebody sent this to you, then click like, click subscribe, and hit the bell for the notification so that you can be a part of this every day. It's a great, great, great program. Now, maybe you might be like, I'd like to do this with my family. I have in the comments or in the notes of this program a link that reads the full playlist, which is every video we've done since January 1st till now in one playlist. And you'll be able to go through the whole Bible with us. And that way you can start at the beginning and go all the way through it and catch up to us and be right here where we are. It's been a great study. Matter of fact, I think it'd be a really good study to go through just to start and then come get caught up. I don't seem to have the time to do that right now myself, but I think it'd be a really great study. You'd thoroughly enjoy it. And so welcome. We got on most of the videos, we got timestamps in there, the little four-digit number, but it's blue. You click that and take you right to the word. We are in the video and making a specific statement. It'll be a blessing to you. If you live in the state of Michigan, this is Sunday, April the 3rd, and at 3 p.m. this afternoon, we're going to be on the steps of the Capitol in Lansing, Michigan, receiving communion together, anybody that shows up. It's not a big, long services, no band, no speakers. We're just there to receive communion and say, because the blood has been applied, the plague's got to pass the state. Now, so that's all that's coming today. It's going to be a great day. We want you to be there. Some of you I've not seen in a long time. Get in your car and drive to Lansing. Come see us. We'll hug your neck. We'll anoint you with oil. We'll pray over you. We'll speak the word of God over your life in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 3 minutes. Pray the prayer, the opening prayer with me that we pray every day. You can find it right there in the notes. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. He does. So that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length, depth, and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Judges chapter 10, 3:55. Tola. That's a cool name. Tola, the judge. After Abimelech, there rose to save Israel Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar. And he dwelt in Shamir, in the mountains of Ephraim. He judged Israel 23 years, and he died and was buried in Shamir. Jair. After him arose Jair, a Gileadite. He judged Israel 22 years. Now he had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys. They also had 30 towns which are called Havoth Jair to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jair died and was buried in Canaan. 30 sons who rode 30 donkeys. Interesting why that's in the Bible, but God put it in there because this is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Well, Israel is oppressed again. Well, see now, just pause, 5:12. In the first five verses, we can see 23 and what, 22? That's 55 years that they had peace there after Abimelech. Now, 55 years of peace are going to lead them into slavery. Verse 6. Then the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord, served the Baals and the Ashtaroths, the gods of Syria, the gods of the Sidons, the gods of Moab, the gods of the people of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. Now, I got a word. Just do not do that in the day that we live. This is too close to the end. Verse 7, so that the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines and into the hands of the people of Ammon. From that year, they harassed and oppressed the children of Israel for 18 years. Goodness sakes alive. All the children of Israel were on the other side of the Jordan in the land of the Amorites and Gilead. Moreover, the people of Ammon crossed over the Jordan to fight against Judah, against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that all Israel was severely distressed. When the Holy Spirit says severely distressed, it's bad. 10, children of Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, we've sinned against you, because we have both forsaken our God and served the Baals. So the Lord said to the children of Israel, did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites and the people of Ammon and the Philistines, also the Sidonians, the Amalekites, the Maonites, oppressed you and you cried to me and I delivered you from their hand? Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Wow. That's not a statement you want to hear.
No.
14, go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress. The children of Israel said to the Lord, we have sinned. Do to us whatever seems best to you. Only deliver us this day, we pray. So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul no longer could endure the misery of Israel. People of Ammon gathered together and encamped in Gilead. The children of Israel assembled together and camped in Mizpah. And the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, who is the man who will begin the fight against the people of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. 8:20, chapter 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor. But he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore sons, and when his sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out, and they said to him, you shall have no inheritance in our father's house, for you're the son of another woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and dwelt in the land of Tob. And worthless men banded together with Jephthah and went out raiding with him. Came to pass after a time that the people of Ammon made war against Israel. So it was when the people of Ammon made war against Israel that the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob. Then they said to Jephthah, come and be our commander that we may fight against the people of Ammon. So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress? The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, this is why we have turned again to you, now that you may go up with us and fight against the people of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, if you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivers them to me, shall I be your head? The elders of the Gilead said to Jephthah, the Lord will be a witness between us if we do not do according to your words. Verse 11, Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, with the people made him head and commander over them. Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Now Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the people of Ammon, saying, what do you have against me that you have come to fight against me in my land? The king of the people of Ammon answered the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt from the Arnon as far as the Jabbok to the Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands peaceably. Jephthah again sent messengers to the king of the people of Ammon and said to them, thus says Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the people of Ammon. For when Israel came up from Egypt, they walked through the wilderness as far as the Red Sea and came to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, please let me pass through your land. But the king of Edom would not heed, and in like manner they sent to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel remained in Kadesh. And they went along through the wilderness and bypassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, came to the east side of the land of Moab and camped on the other side of the Arnon. But they did not enter the border of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. 19. Then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of Amorites, king of Hebron, and Israel said to him, please let us pass through your land into our place. Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his people together and camped at Jahaz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon, all his people, into the hand of Israel, and they defeated them. Thus Israel gained possession of all the land of the Amorites who inhabited that country. 22. They took possession of all the territory of the Amorites, and from the Arnon to the Jabbok, and from the wilderness to the Jordan. And now the Lord God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. Should you then possess it? Verse 24, will you not possess whatever Chemosh your God gives you to possess? So whatever the Lord our God takes possession of before us, we will possess. I like that. 1253, whatever the Lord our God takes possession of before us, we will possess. We're following in his footsteps. Because when it no longer belongs to them, it belongs to God's people. 26, while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and its villages. 25. And now, are you any better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel? Did he ever fight against them? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and its villages and Aroer and its villages and all the cities along the banks of the Arnon, for 300 years, why did you not recover them within that time? Therefore, I have not sinned against you, but you wronged me by fighting against me. May the Lord, the judge, render judgment this day between the children of Israel and the people of Ammon. However, the king of the people of Ammon did not heed the words which Jephthah sent him. Jephthah's vow and victory. Verse 29:5. Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed through Gilead and Manasseh. Passed through Mizpah of Gilead. From the Mizpah of Gilead, he advanced toward the people of Ammon. Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, if you will indeed deliver the people of Ammon into my hands, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's. And I will offer it up as a burnt offering. So Jephthah advanced toward the people of Ammon to fight against them. And the Lord delivered them into his hand, and he defeated them from the Aroer as far as the Minnith 20 cities, and to Abel, Cananeum, with a very great slaughter. Thus the people of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. 1507, verse 34. When Jephthah came to his house at Mizpah, there was his daughter coming out to meet him with timbrels and dancing. She was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. It came to pass when he saw her that he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you have brought me very low. You are among those who trouble me, for I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot go back on it." She said to him, "My father, if you've given your word to the Lord, do to me according to what has gone out of your mouth, because the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the people of Ammon." Then she said to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone for 2 months, that I may go and wander on the mountains and bewail my virginity, my friends and I." He said, "Go." He sent her away for 2 months, and she went with her friends, bewailed her virginity on the mountains. And it was so at the end of the 2 months that she returned to her father, and he carried out his vow with her, which he had vowed. She knew no man, and it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel were 4 days each year to lament the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite. 16:23. Do not make a rash vow. Do not make a rash vow. If you've made a rash vow, just say right now, "I repent of all my rash vows I've ever made. And I cancel them now," because your words cancel your words. We're in a new covenant, in a new deal, but a vow is a vow, and God said it's better to not make one than to make one and not keep it and carry it out. Chapter 12, 1703. The men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over towards Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and did not call us to go with you? We'll burn your house down with fire." Jephthah said to them, "My people and I were in a great struggle with the people of Ammon. When I called, you did not deliver me out of their hands. So when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. We're fighting in our own house. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim because they said, "You Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites. Gileadite seized the fords of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, 'Let me cross over,' the men of Gilead would say to him, 'Are you an Ephraimite?' And he'd say, 'No.' And they would say to him, 'Then say, Shibboleth.' And he would say, 'Sibboleth,' for he could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him in the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites." My Lord, get it right before 42,000 people die. Verse 7, Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in among the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons. He gave away 30 daughters in marriage. And he brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. What's up with these people with 30 sons and 30 daughters?
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it?
Verse 10, then Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon, not Musk, just Elon, the Zebulonite, died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulon. After him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, Pirathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim. in the mountains of the Amalekites. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word. 20 minutes. Now, you and I are watching every single day these people do good and then do bad, do good and then do bad. But you and I have a better covenant that is based in better promises, which is the blood of Jesus. And it's a better covenant. There's no reason for you and I to live in that same battle, but I know a whole bunch of people that are living in the same kind of battle every single day. And you know what's sad? I wanted to find that verse because, anyways, it says it, better covenant based in better promises, and I'm not seeing it, and I'm not going to spend the time to go get it. It's the book of Hebrews, though. I think it's chapter 8. Now, you and I live in a different day than they did, different dispensation of grace. So we're not going to live like they did. Ain't no sense killing 42,000 men in one day. You know how hard you have to work to replace 42,000 men out of your society? Lord, have mercy. May we have more sense than that. And in our day, we live every day in the relationship with the Father. We're trying to be religious. We're trying to be sanctimonious, denominational, and walk with God every day. That's what communion's about. Get your communion elements. Let's pray the prayer of salvation so that we know everybody is right with God that's with us today. If communion is prayer of salvation, 22:10. If communion is new to you, well, there's no verse in the Bible that says you can't receive communion online. And I am a pastor. You don't need a pastor to receive communion. You just need to be serious about the presence of God in your life. And so, pray the prayer of salvation. We'll explain it. We'll speak the word. We'll receive blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you rose again on the third day.
Jesus, I believe you rose again on the third day.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I receive you into my life right now.
Jesus, I receive you into my life right now.
In every area.
In every area.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
I receive it right now.
I receive it right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. You might, I know you're saying, I'm experiencing it in my own side, inside myself. You might be saying, Pastor, what's going on? You just changed from darkness to light. You just changed from fear to faith. You just changed from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Well, how did that happen? Because you said, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God and come into my life. Well, guess what he does when he comes in? Jesus, the light of the world, comes in you and you're full of light. The author and finisher of the faith comes in you, and now you are filled with faith. I love this. All of Jesus' righteousness has now, and you no longer have to fight with sin. Because you're in your human strength, mind, we will never be strong enough to beat sin. But with Jesus' righteousness that we receive by faith, it obliterates sin, throws it into the sea as his forgetfulness. Never to be remembered or imputed against us another day of our life. And I know some of you are like, well, Pastor, if it's really this great, why don't people do this? Because they got handed religion, not God. And that's why we need every one of you out there in your community telling everybody, it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with God, your Father, Jesus. Amen. They put my email address and website in there so that you have the ability to contact me and say, Pastor, I just prayed that prayer. Help me walk with God. That would be at minute 26. PreacherMan@gmail.com. That is my email. Whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, or not Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk Radio, send me an email. I want to help you. I've got over 600 videos that I can help you learn to walk with God. They're just very simple discipleship videos that will help you walk with God. We want to be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Amen. 26:55. Let's receive communion together. Get your elements. I know this communion service is longer than what many people are used to, but it's been the assignment that God gave me when I began to do this ministry. So we're just faithful to it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I bless these elements,
I bless these
for
elements,
this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
Where my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace
is
upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and
in my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my
nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my
and
community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's Amen. Receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame, and you counted all joy. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things become new.
And all things become new.
Because of you.
Because of you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
be. The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. The whole Passover feast. It took them 7 days. He's wrapped up in this cup of juice and a wafer so that Jesus could show you and me that it's all about him and nothing about us. That's minute 31. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for sharing it with your friends. There's a lot of people listening. Share it all over the world with anybody you know. Every missionary, share it with them. So it can be a blessing to people. We want to be a blessing in everything we do. My email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, is in the notes. Send me an email. I seriously want to help you. I got lots of videos I can send you. They got timestamps in them that makes it easier to study, and you can grow in God and in his ways in a great way. And in this last day, it's going to get really dark. Really dark. Already is really dark. And you and I need to be in the really light part of this world. So we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember, April 3rd, 3 p.m., Capitol steps on the east side, facing the street. We'll be receiving communion in Lansing today. In Jesus' mighty name, will be a blessing. If you live in Michigan, I want to see you. So come on out. Let me hug your neck. And we'll be a blessing to you. I'm rejoicing that you've made a decision for God. And you've come here to this program to be a part of him. Anything I can do, let me know. If it's in my power, I'll make it happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, right here, this is what we have to say. Remember this, that we love you,
we love you.
And God loves
God
you,
loves you.
And Jesus,
and Jesus
is Lord. See you in the morning. Or this afternoon. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be around the world, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for these believers, whoever they may be. Every time I come to this point, in this program, I see people that are needing you, Jesus. We pray in the Holy Spirit for them for just a moment. Shumbandelevere pakistitu mulakadevitema.